Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Report for Thursday, the 1st of December, 2022. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, hopes that interest rates won't rise as much as expected in the US helped several global share markets today, including the local one. The S&P ASX 200 closed the day up 1% to 7,354 points, the highest level in 6 months. Fortescue Metals and Rio Tinto both jumped 3%, while BHP was up 2%. Gaming machine manufacturer Aristocrat Leisure rose 3%, while Goldig and Newcrest Mining jumped more than 4%. But the best on the day, at least among the large caps, was diversified miner South32. It ended the day up nearly 7%. There are a couple of notable declines. Computershare fell 3%, while Woodside dropped nearly 2%. CSL and Coles Group were also lower. Uranium miner Ramelius Resources was best on the day, up 10.5%, while worst was property group HMC Capital, which finished 7% lower. In corporate news today, the ACCC is scrutinising Cochlear's proposed $170 million acquisition of a Danish hearing loss device maker. The competition watchdog believes it could substantially lessen competition in a highly concentrated market. Story number two, the government's e-health system, My Health Record, is failing because only about one quarter of the registered users are participating. Poor uploading of pathology and diagnostic imaging reports, a lack of participation by specialists, and a clunky interface between clinical systems means the system overall is only capturing a fraction of the information it should. Statistics from the Australian Digital Health Agency show that only 12% of all specialists are using the system, and sectors such as first responders and ambulances have limited access to patients' records, according to the Financial Review. In contrast, there's now almost 100% coverage of pharmacies, general practices, and public hospitals. Story number three, business investment had held up well this year, helping the economy expand, but new figures released today show a surprising fall in capital expenditure. New CapEx fell 0.6% in the September quarter, surprising economists who had tipped a 1.5% rise. Spending in mining fell while investment in manufacturing and services both rose. Business investment has now slowed to less than 2% annualized. Story number four, Woodside Energy has come out all guns blazing against proposed price caps on retail gas prices, saying it would be a black mark against the government. CEO Meg O'Neill said if the cap was in the $11 to $13 per gigajoule range, as has been speculated, then Woodside may have to withhold investing in East Coast gas. The Woodside boss said new investments would struggle to be competitive with that cap. Woodside supplies about 20% of East Coast domestic gas from the Bass Strait. Ms. O'Neill was also critical of the government's lack of consultation around the cap. And story number five, I mentioned it earlier on, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell gave investors plenty to cheer about this morning. He said the world's most important central bank had done a lot of heavy lifting on interest rates, noting that there was a lag between the Fed lifting rates and the impact on the economy. He continued on to say it made sense to moderate the pace of interest rate increases and that moderation may commence as soon as mid-December. Yes, inflation remains too high and higher rates will be required for some time, but the next rate hike in the US could be smaller than the last. That was a green flag for investors to start buying on Wall Street and on other bourses. This morning, the S&P 500 jumped 3% and the NASDAQ Composite finished up 4.4%. That's it for the afternoon report for Thursday, the 1st of December, 2022. Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning with a Friday edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.